on it. But the Yossi Ihu, Ezra can learn new takona, tikin chafifa. He's masakin badafka takona. She has to take the comb or take a hairbrush and brush out the hair. Rashi be masarek lesrach kodemilsa. Psan hachoka, to make sure they do a good job checking out the hair, he made an extra takona. She has to use a comb out of here. It's not enough just to check it out. Right. She reichlin mazirin by yours. And another takana was that the reichlin, the merchants, should go around selling perfume in the cities. Why? Mishum tachshit anashim. You should have merchants going around the houses selling perfume, selling jewelry to your wife. Kadesh lo yizganu abalayim. In order that the wife should not look ugly in the eyes of the husband. In other words, in India, that the husband should like them. Therefore, the lady should put on makeup or put on chvei jewelry or put on perfume for the husband. So therefore, such a takana, a reichlin should go around. Betikens filul abalkarian. There's also a second tefillah for Balkari. When Zerah comes out of your body, even though it's the Shas Tashmash with your wife, you call the Balkari, and still you have to go to the mikvah. So Merah Sakash of Yeraisu. That's a mitzvah of Yeraisu to go to the mikvah. So still the post itself like this. The ish ki teitzim imenu tshikhva Zerah. The man Zerah comes out of his body, the rocha tes besara b'mayim, he has to go to the mikvah. Rocha doesn't mean take a swim, it means go to the mikvah. For rocha, he has to go to the mikvah, it's besara b'mayim. So Merah like this. The Yeraisu l'truma b'kodeshim. Saka true. Me, the Yeraisu body is like an av ha-tumah now. He's a rishon l'tumah, he's tummy. And avadi v'tikoyin ikeni truma or ikeni kutchim. Even Yisrael keni kutchim ikeni tishlomim when he's tummy. So true, in order to keep kutchim or truma, avadi has to go to the mikvah. But that's all. But to daven or to learn Torah, you're allowed to learn Torah me, the Yeraisu, even before you go to the mikvah. Also who, Ezra came, tikin le takona, afilu lo divrei Torah. That even before you sit down to learn Torah, also you have to go to the mikvah first. So Rashi says, you're not allowed to learn Torah before you go to the mikvah. This is a shaila, but the Gemara Brachos talks about also takana was, for davening, got two different takanas. That for davening also, second takana was, you can't daven before you go to the mikvah. However, Allah Lamaisa, we hold it was both of the takana, the takana shayna tzibichah umlamed boy, so Maisa Bezmane say, you're allowed to daven, you're allowed to learn, even though you don't go to the mikvah. So these were the 10 takonas that Ezra made. Right, asorid vorim nemru Yishlaim. There are 10 things said about the Yishlaim Yerakadish. Ein habayis cholit vor. A bayis can never be sold completely. If you sell it, it's not called cholit. Can't say it belongs to you, Lailo Voed. Rashi says, Kedin bought the Yerichayma. By regular Yerichayma, the Torah says when you sell it, and the person's not girl it back, you don't buy it back within a year or two, it's cholit that belongs to the owner, the new buyer, he keeps it Lailam. But by Yishlaim, it's not that way. Elagula tiyaloi. Whenever you want to redeem it, you can redeem it back. And when it comes to Yoivom, the field, this house comes back to you. Like a regular bote or chaserim. There's even a special law in the Torah that other cities that have a wall around it, there if you sell it and you don't redeem it right away, it's called nechlat. The new owner keeps it loyal and void. Yerushalayim, that thing does not apply. Yerushalayim, it's like it doesn't have a city, a wall, that you can always be gold, or else by Yerushalayim comes back to you. V'yeinim avi egla rufa. They find the mace right outside Yerushalayim. We don't know who killed him, so there's no pasha of egla rufa from Anshe Yerushalayim. V'yeinim nasas yer nidachas. Even the Chachmonis, they're over the tzibur there, worships of the Zara. Still, they don't make Yerushalayim into a nir hanidachas. They burn it down. V'yeinim atama benegoyim. There's no tumas benegoyim inside Yerushalayim. They're not allowed to have like beams projecting outside your house in Yerushalayim. Rashi says these means kairos yotzim and aksolim. That you have beams coming out projecting from your walls of the house. Whereas gustorius, that's like a porch. Al pnei aliyah mibachutz. You shouldn't have a porch sticking outside your house over the road. We'll soon see why. V'yeinoisin bo ashpois. You can't make garbage dog dumps in Yerushalayim. We are nice in the kivshonis. Can't make big ovens, bigger kivshonis, kivshon, a big fireplace. You can't make. Rashi says kisreifa sid lekaderes. They want to make sid line. You can't make these bigger furnace in Yerushalayim. We are nice in the ginois of padesoyis. You can't make gardens or orchards in Yerushalayim. Chutz mi ginois of rodim shoyim mi yemois nevim orishonim. Only those special gardens of reedim that was there already from the times of nevim orishonim. Rashi Ginas Rodim, Kach Shmo, V'yayis Tzrichol L'Kteris, in the desk of the Teris. V'aynu Kipa Sayardin, the more increases, Hashem Kedera Chorid, L'Gadol Asfas Sayardin. You can't raise chickens in Yerushalayim. Somebody's mace in Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to leave him over. Rashi, mace bo odom b'yoysa yoyim, koivin oysim yad. The Chur applies to every single mace, we'll soon see. But especially according to Yerushalayim, not to leave him over, but rather you have to bury him right away. Now we'll explain these 10 things. First one was, ein habayis cholet bo. The Yechzik, as the Pasuk says, v'kom habayis ha-shaloi choyma latzmisus l'koyna. So like this, a regular case, the Torah says, if you sell your house, and a city that has a wall around it, so the person that buys it now keeps it loylam. Koina latzmisus l'koyna, it belongs to l'yerlam. So it's asking like this, so it remains to him. So Rashi with this time what we hold that Yerushalayim was not really nischalek to the shvatim. There's no private owner to Yerushalayim, but it still belongs to the tzibur. So therefore, there's no parsha of chalutim. You can't say you're going to own it loylam void because you never have the bialus on in the first place completely. So therefore, you can't keep it loylam. You know, the raisa means like, no, it's like private property now. So our this raisa that said, Asar with the Vorim holds that there's no real private ownership to Yerushalayim. Therefore, even if you do sell it though, it's not called a sale, Loilam Vod. Don't bring an Egla Rufa. The Pasuk says, Ki imotso chalal ba'adama, asher Hashem lakecha meisim lecho l'rishto. That only in a field that you have Yerusha, that belongs to you. Yerushalayim again, loinischalku l'shvatim. Yerushalayim this time holds was not Neschalkun Neshvatim, but Stam Kolder, like it belongs to the whole Klal Yisrael. So therefore there's no Pash of Egla Rufa. Even though we find the mace right outside Yerushalayim, we don't bring an Egla Rufa. V'yeina nasis Yeronidachas. Same thing, if the people worship Avoy Dezor in Yerushalayim, we don't make it to Yeronidachas, and then we have to burn it down. The Pasuk says, Oruch v'Yerushalayim lo Neschalkun Neshvatim. Again, the same thing. That since it was Neschalkun Yerushalayim, you don't have a Pash of Yeronidachas. Yeah. So Rashi says, Oruch Yushlaim Lo Nischak, questions, Oruch means Mash Mashati Yedeya Lemim Yuchedesi. It has to be special. This says Oruch, huh? The Postik, by Egla Rufa, it says Oruch, the Yachsiv Yirecha. It says Vakir, Egla, it says, an Irani Dachan is called Yirecha. Mash that you own it. There's a city that the people living there own the city, then there's a Pasha of Irani Dachas. But again, Yushlaim Lo Nischak on the Shvatim. But Yerushalayim is not Neschalkun, it's not called Yerecha Yerushalayim. It's an ear of Gan Klai Yisrael, it's not private property like, so there's no parasha of Ir HaNidachas by Yerushalayim. V'yein Metame B'Negoyim. There's no Tumas Negoyim in Yerushalayim. The Yechzid Apostle says, V'nosati Neged Tzoras V'abayis Eretz Achuzaschem. Again, the Neged Tzoras is only becomes in your house that you own, Eretz Achuzaschem. And again, V'yushalayim Lo Neschalkun L'Shvotim. This Tanol Yerushalayim doesn't have a din Yerusha to it. It's not separated, it's a separate people, it belongs to the Klal, therefore there's no Tumas Tzoras in the Bayis. V'yein Motziyim Bayis, these are the stories, not supposed to have projections, either a balcony or else a board sticking out of your roof. Why? In order not to cause extra Tuma. So Rashi says, Oyla Tuma, Shem Yiyu Kezayis Min Ameis Muta Boretz. Maybe there'll be a Kezayis of Ameis on the ground there. Now if you're going to have a porch coming out through a balcony of the Gestorius, Me'ilas Alov. It'll make like an oil over the oil of Tzayas Ameis. With our Noshim Rabbi, and whoever walks underneath now your porch, under your balcony, will become Tomei. When Nimsas Mavres Atuma, you're reading Tumma to Yerushalayim. There's a special takon in the houses of Yerushalayim not to have porches sticking out. Christ, I don't know. Botivash, Christ, the Gesunta Hoys in Yerushalayim, the outer Hoys don't have no porches there. Shouldn't have a thing sticking out. I don't know if they get a hint, so don't they get one they had tumor around. Now they don't have tumor anyway now. They shouldn't have a... That'll be okay, right. The place where the rabbi walks, like in front of your house, shouldn't have a beam sticking out. So you have to be afraid, you'll make it for an oil, maybe there'll be a mace, like size of a mace there, and then other people will come tumor because of it. Right. Or mishum de la lisko other regal. Another time also, the people go to other regal, should not to hurt themselves. They shouldn't bump into they're coming in now, they're not used to the city. So if you have things sticking out there, people may bump into it, so you have to be careful not to hurt them. You can't make junkyards there. Mishum shkotzim. Because you're going to have junkyards there, so the shkotzim and the shrotzim will come around. Rashi says, Darkon ligado biyashba. The shrotzim like to raise themselves by a junkyard. Omar bin Tumma, they'll become a lot of Tumma there. If he shemaisim shum, they become Tumma. O matam makodeshim shivishlayim. There'll be too many shrotzim around Yerushalayim, so we don't want no junkyards in Yerushalayim.
That's right.
You can't make a big furnace in Yerushalayim. Mishum kutra, we don't want the smoke to go up. Rashi, oshen shemashkir esachayma o genayu. You'll have a lot of big furnace there, so the black smoke will come up and make the walls. Not nice, not nice. You have to keep your shrine looking nice. You can't make gardens there, orchards there. Mishum sircha, because they'll start to, like, right away. Rashi says, asovim royim magdilim shum. The bad grass or reeds that will grow there, for zok machus, what do you do with it? You have to throw it out. So Sam says, I'll make a sirchen. V'yer derek ginos lezavel v'yer sirchen. Or else, when you have a field, you have to fertilize it. So, no, when you walk the streets there, when they fertilize the streets, you can't walk through the streets. It stinks. So therefore, you shouldn't do this to Yerushalayim. So therefore, you shouldn't have padesis, orchards, growing in Yerushalayim. V'yeim legadlin es tanagirdim, you shouldn't raise chickens in Yerushalayim. Mishum kodeshim, because we have kodeshim, we had before, Rashi says, tanagirdim, menakrim b'yashpah, they put their nose inside the junk all the time. Omeviyim b'osashrotim, and they like to pick up the b'osashrotim in their mouth, and they'll bring it all over the place. They would have chickens going around Yerushalayim, we have to be afraid they're going to be carrying around shrotim, or a tumah, so there'll be a time where I will kodeshim there. So therefore, we don't want no chickens roaming around Yerushalayim. V'yim alina b'yasameis, says Gemara. Says Gemara. Rashi, Misari Sibyadenu, V'yein Tam L'Dover. So he says, it's even to carry him someplace else. If you're shlying a special thing, never push it off. Bury him right now. Whereas other places, the more they ship him, other places. But this is the Gemara. Right. V'yein Megadlin Chazerim B'Chomakim. This is back to our Mishnah. You're not Jew. Is not supposed to raise pigs even here in L.A. B'Chomakim. Tana Rabbanim. When they had sorrow, the Beis Chashmonei, they're fighting one against, fighting against the Goyim there. Ho Yehurkinis Rifnim. Hurkinis was inside Yerushalayim. The Yaris Tublis, Vivachutz, he was outside Yerushalayim. So they were like besieging the city. Over Chol Yoyim every day, Ho Yehurkinis Lehem, the Kupa, used to send down in the basket from inside to outside Dinrin, money. And they would send up animals, like you're not supposed to raise animals in Yerushalayim, so therefore the animals came from outside, so you used to send in the Tamidim. There was one older man there, he knew Greek, he knew the Chochma of Yevonis. Omulems, he told Aristobulus, the one outside, that you should know, Kol Zaman, you let the people inside Yerushalayim bring Kabonis, bring the Tamid, aim them Sarim B'Yotkan, they won't be given over to you. So what you should do, don't give them to meet them, don't give them carbonus anymore. So they heard, very good, Lamacha tomorrow, Shilshlo Dinrim, again from inside Hukanis, send out money, the coop in the basket. Now what did that Ristlis send up today? Fehelu lehem chazir. Today you send up a pig in for exchange. No more Tumid, we'll give you a pig instead. So Kivan Shigila Chatzia Choyma, when the pig was hoisted up over the wall, when he got halfway up the wall, Noyas Siporna B'Choyma, he stuck his nails into the wall. Then his Dazo Eretz Yisrael, Israel shook, an earthquake took place, Ab Meyas Parsal, Ab Meyas Parsal. 400 Parsal, 400 Parsal, no Eretz Yisrael shook. Because the Chazir was on its way coming into the Yerushalayim. B'Yosef Shoah, at this time, Amru was said, Oru Ish is a special curse. To the person, Shiyagadu Chazerim, whoever raises pigs. We don't want you to raise pigs. The Yoru Adam, Sheyumadas Bune Chokhmas Yivonis, a special curse to the person that teaches a son this Chokhma Yivonis. Because that's what happened, because the Chokhma Yivonis, that this person told him this Eitzah. We are also sure on this time, in which Nina, what we learned, Maisa Shebo Eimer, Miginos Hatzrifin, or Shealechem Ibika Sain Seicher. This year, the Eimer that was brought, or the Shealechem was brought from far away places. Not from place in Yerushalayim itself, but they didn't have any tour there. The Rashi says, that was used to bring it from the tour grew right near Yerushalayim. But this year, there was no tour around Yerushalayim, so they had to bring it from places far away. Alright, turn over. Right. Then, the Fatimara. The Chochmas Yivonis, Miyasiru, is it true? Is it also to learn Chochmas Yivonis? For your time, you learned. Oh, my Rabbi said, there is Yisrael. What are the